We started in the morning, carried well into the night, throwing dirty dishes with all of our might. Sad commentary on a marriage that has failed. I'm at home getting hammered while she's out getting nailed. Police pulled into my trap.
Coming up this Monday night, October 7th, Bedrock 66 Live welcomes outlaw country artist Jesse Dayton to Bar None in downtown Springfield. Dayton grew up in the 1970s in Beaumont, Texas, on the Texas-Louisiana border. He learned guitar early and proudly name-checks both Waylon Jennings and Joe Strummer of The Clash as influences. He was ultimately hired to play guitar by Waylon Jennings, which then led to work with Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Ray Price, and Glenn Campbell. And if that isn't a cool enough resume, director and rock star Rob Zombie heard Dayton's record at a party, called him up and hired him to write and record a soundtrack with him. Dayton is touring in support of his latest release, Mixtape Volume 1, that is currently charting on the Billboard country charts. It's a countrification of many 70s era rock and pop hits. We spoke to Dayton from the road about his musical influences, about growing up in Beaumont, Texas, and about his appearance in Springfield, Illinois come Monday night.
You know, I grew up on the Texas-Louisiana border, and so that whole scene there was, you know, a lot of Zydeco and country music and rhythm and blues festivals and, you know, rock and roll was a big deal. And I listened to all the same stuff that everybody else probably in Springfield, Illinois, listened to growing up, whether it was Hendrix record or a Replacements record or The Clash or whoever it was. I just happened to live in Beaumont, Texas, where 7 nights a week they had every major country superstar on the planet selling out shows. So I saw everybody. I mean, unless they were Hank Williams or Patsy Cline, I pretty much saw them. And, but I think it's always been that way in country music. I mean, if you look at Waylon and Buck Owens, I mean, they brought some pretty loud rock and roll guitar stuff to country music. Roy Acuff and those guys were all freaked out about it, you know, and Bill Monroe was freaked out by Elvis. That's why he bombed at the first time he played the Opry. So I think hybrids are kind of a natural evolution. If you're not pissing the traditionalists off a little bit, you're probably not doing anything fresh and exciting. Well, I mean, I was always into Waylon because Waylon was kind of the Elvis outlaw, you know, rock and roller of country music. And I went on to play with Waylon Jennings. I played on lead guitar on his record, Right for the Time. And that got me playing with, you know, Cash and Glenn Campbell and Ray Price and Willie Nelson and all these people. But, you know, like I said before, like I went and saw The Clash when I was a kid, and it changed my life. And, you know, I went and got my hair cut like Strummer the next day and got a leather jacket and told my baseball coach that I was quitting to go start a band.
There you go.
So, you know, and it seems weird to other people that like how does country and punk go together? It's like, well, you know, I mean, that show that I saw with The Clash, Joe Ely was opening up. And so for me, it, you know, I mean, punk rock never hit my hometown. It was all, you know, we had to go to Austin for that stuff. So bank robber, but I never heard. He just loved to live that way, and he loved to steal your money. Well, some are rich and some are poor, and that's the way the world is. But I don't believe in laying back and saying how bad your luck is. All right. Well, so it came I always tell people, you know, these, you can always kind of tell the suburban people who got turned on to country music later. Because what happens is they try to come off super hardcore. Oh, man, I'm really into the honky-tonk. And, you know, and if it's not this, it's not, you know, if it doesn't have a pedal steel and a fiddle and all that stuff. But what they don't know is that Waylon and Willie weren't driving around in beat-up pickup trucks listening to Hank Sr. and Jimmy Rogers 24 hours a day. They were listening to songwriters at the time. They were looking for songs. You know, Willie Nelson, the greatest songwriter in the world, and he still got three or four songs by other people on every one of his records. But if you look at Are You Ready for the Country, was written by Neil Young, and it was a big hit for Waylon. Bartender Blues was written by James Taylor. It was a big hit for George Jones. You know, what, Jackson Browne wrote These Days, and David Allan Coe had a hit with it. So this is kind of the great thing about the Ken Burns documentary, is that, you know, the little secret that all the old school conservative country fans are, it's starting to come out.
So we shoved his old leg track in our truck radio. With a six pack of beer, we cranked up our fame. It was like a possum ran over my grave. He came back through town. Man, that's the night no show mowed us all down. And during his encore, we stood there amazed. It was like a possum ran over our grave. George Young song plays. It's like a possum ran over your grave. Stop loving her today. It's like a possum ran over your grave. Like a possum ran over your grave. Like a possum ran over your grave.